North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
What is up, everybody? It's Anthony and Kyle from Smart to Death. We are back again.
Back at it.
Back at it again after Survivor Series, in a better Survivor Series than I expected.
Oh, yeah. This was a great one.
But before we get started, thank you guys for joining us. If you joined us last night on War Games, thank you so much. We ended up being featured as a Periscope stream, which we didn't expect.
Our biggest one ever.
Our biggest one ever, yeah. So
thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, it's been a wrestling-filled weekend.
Yes.
But yeah, this is Kyle. I'm Anthony. If you've never watched us before, this is Smart to Death. We talk about wrestling. And when we're at my house, we talk about wrestling with a lot of indie wrestling in the background.
Yeesh.
So, but before we get going, I have to give a shout out to Powerslam.tv. They have so much content that is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
We're partnered up with them now, just like some friends Take the Bump. They are also there. So if you guys want more wrestling because you're amped from Survivor Series, go to powerslam.tv, set up, and
it's a free trial. You're not missing out on anything.
How long is a free trial, do you know?
I believe it's 5 days? Could be longer.
Yeah, they've got a whole bunch of different stuff that they have. Like, they have CZW and a bunch of different promotions.
Defy, AAW, a lot of just super independent wrestling.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
A lot of women's wrestling. But we are here for Survivor Series review.
Yes.
And if you're listening on audio, please make sure you go to iTunes, give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be
number one in ears, number one in hearts.
Yes.
That way, we'll reach them charts and sit at the top of them.
Yes, and if you're watching live, we're going to get this last plug and then we're going to go. If you are watching on YouTube, Periscope, wherever it is, invite followers, share, do all that good stuff. Let's get some people in here and let's start chatting about some wrestling and let's get these glasses off. Because you know when I'm down to business. I think it's going to be a fucking thing now. You got gimmicks. You got catchphrases.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the no glasses.
Let me tell you something.
So, Kyle, do your thing. Run that. Let's start talking about this part.
You want to? Let's go ahead and even mention this pre-show match.
Okay.
We had Team SmackDown versus Team Raw involving every tag team that you could think of. Usos, Sanity, Club. The Colognes even showed up.
Yeah, they did.
Against, just random people from Raw that they just, like, pick and choose, like Gable and Rude. But SmackDown went over.
SmackDown went over. Neither of us watched that match. We didn't. I was doing other things. I was making chili dogs, to be really honest with you.
I was buying groceries.
Yeah, so I wasn't really that
interested. I got the time wrong again.
Yeah, if you guys didn't listen last night, Kyle fucked up the time.
Sure.
But
that's
okay. We got everything we needed to these last 2 days. But yeah, SmackDown went over, and the only match they got, which we should have known what the results were going to be because they mentioned the beginning of the broadcast, like, hey, by the way, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, here's your big red flag, right? Like, this is what's about to happen. So there's that. Not much to say. I heard that Revival looked really great in the match, is what I did here.
Oh, good.
So there's good. That.
Then we actually move over to the main show. But before even this match even started, we had a visitor tonight at Survivor Series.
Yeah, we did.
The realest guy in the room showed up.
Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen this, I don't know how you haven't seen it. And thank you for the love on the El Generico shirt, because this is like my favorite from ProWrestlingTees.com.
Oh, I got, yeah, I'm wearing my Faces of Fear.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Anyway, yeah, definitely we found out that Enzo Amore was, or Eric Arndt is his name.
Yeah.
He was in the crowd.
Incognito.
Incognito.
In the second row.
Right. Yeah.
In the hard camera.
He was trying to, like, commandeer, like, take over the show. And you know you're doing some fucked up shit when Joey Janela makes fun of you on Twitter. Because he makes fun of some assholes on Twitter. And he did just that. He made fun of him. So Eric Arndt was kicked out.
So he did get up on top of the chairs.
Uh-huh.
And he did his whole intro, which then he was yanked.
Yeah, he was yanked out.
Like he was at the fucking Apollo.
Like he was Daniel Bryan in the last match.
Yeah.
He looked just like that. I thought he took a power slam or an F5 after, actually.
Oh my God. But he got he got escorted pretty quickly.
He did.
But he went incognito, like, wig and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was something. Yeah, Enzo is a tool bag. That's 100% true. So let's move on to, we had the female.
Yeah, so Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Bayley, and Sasha, which I did not understand because last Monday, they were not in it. Yeah, we had Ruby Riott and we had Natalya. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know. But they did defeat Team SmackDown, Naomi, Carmella, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and your big surprise, Mandy Rose.
Yeah. Wow. She was already hinted. So you didn't see this match. I did. I tweeted out earlier that I think that, and I actually want to know your thoughts on this just in general, like even though you didn't watch this match, I think that the way that they have booked these women's gimmick matches or multi-man matches shows how committed WWE is to improving the quality of their women's wrestling.
Okay.
Because everyone got their stuff in. Everybody got their stuff in. Everybody looked pretty good that needed to look good. Carmella looked really great. But what happened, as Jonathan in the chat said, there were pre-show shenanigans between Natty and Ruby, and they were fighting, and Alexa was like, no, we're not going to handle this. I'm a good team captain. And she was, you know, because they won.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, Raw Women ended up winning. The interesting part of this was right before, like, Sasha was in the middle of battling Asuka at the end. Asuka, again, was a sole survivor for SmackDown. She ended up throwing Sasha into Asuka so Asuka could pin her and end up winning and taking out Sasha. So sole survivor, Nia, sole survivor, Asuka. She gave three leg skips because I'm not calling that a leg drop because she just skips. And she ended up...
But you said she had some massive heat on her.
She had just as much heat as the last Samoan guy that had a lot of heat. But this is intentional. Let me ask you, do you have a problem with them leaning into this heat?
No, not at all. Because
Twitter hates it.
Hey, if you didn't have a problem with Dean Ambrose getting that heat,
mm-hmm.
you can't. I don't think you can have a problem with
this. I agree with that, yeah. I don't think that there's anything wrong with them leaning. I mean, they're leaning hard into this heat, but you can't
you might as well take it. If it's organic, just take it.
You can't buy this heat. You have to take what you can get. I don't think there's any issues with it whatsoever. So
it's making a negative into a positive.
It's making a negative into a positive, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is like while we get upset about this stuff, performers that are involved in these angles, they know this shit's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so Becky knows, and it was an accident. It was. She's not, like, I know she's had a lot of accidents, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But it's still an accident, and you still are going into a physical sport where you can get hurt. So I don't think there's any issues with that whatsoever. But you guys that are watching, please remember, give us all the shares and all of that good stuff. And let's get some more people in here chatting about the show. Let us know what you think.
All right, let's move on to the match I really wanted to see. And of course, I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And just damn it. But I need to hear about Seth Rollins versus Nakamura. First time it's ever happened.
First time it's ever happened. So this was before Kyle came over to the house, before he came, so he missed the match you wanted to see. But
I have to go back and rewatch.
Based on what I saw on the Discord, I didn't look at reactions on Twitter because I'm more interested in our Discord and what the people have to say there. No offense, Twitter, but it's just easier. I'm in there all the time. So I think it was mostly people really liked the match. But there were some people that, like me, I was a little bored. And I don't know why.
I think it's just because you're not a big Nakamura guy.
I think that's probably true.
Your Nakamura equals my Naito.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. And like, and I told our buddies Roger and Ryan from Wrestle Forever, and they were live streaming during the event, so check them out. Next time there's a pay-per-view, they do that every main roster pay-per-view, basically. But I want to like Nakamura, and you know that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to like Nakamura. I really liked Nakamura in the in New Japan, and I've seen Nakamura versus AJ, and I know what he can do. And I know it's stupid to be like that indie wrestling fan that thinks they're going to come over and do the same shit because you can't. And I know that's wrong.
Yeah.
But I wanted that. And Seth Rollins as Tyler Black in ROH was not that much more entertaining. You know, like, Seth Rollins is fantastic. There's nothing wrong with Seth Rollins, like the way he's presented in WWE.
He just got a different finisher, which ended up being a better finisher.
Yeah, the blackout now. I'm glad they called it the blackout instead of the curb stomp. It makes it way easier to keep it.
Bite it.
Yeah, so I would go back as a fan of both those guys. I think you should go back and watch it. I think that the match, I recognize that it was good. I'm not going to say it was a bad match.
Yeah.
I was bored. It started picking up, and then the finish happened. I hate when that happens. You know, like, I was like, yes. Oh, I'm into this now, and then finish.
Kind of like Tommaso Ciampa versus Velveteen for you last night?
No, less so. Like Ciampa and Velveteen Dream was good for like 5 minutes before it ended. It felt like probably really three real time. But let's talk about the first match you were here for.
AOP versus The Bar. Mm-hmm. Drake Maverick pissed himself.
Drake Maverick did piss himself. Take the bump. Early on the stream, we did talk about Enzo being there and disrupting the show. But before we move on, Jonathan has a good thing. Mute Nakamura and Rollins and put on a cheering crowd track, and it's a different match. The crowd did suck for a few of these matches tonight. That is true.
And that's your normal crowd.
It's a normal main roster crowd, yeah. AOP versus...
The Bar.
Yeah.
It was okay. For me, I was hoping it'd be a little bit more stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that they'd actually lay into each other, because that's what I was hoping for these two. I am glad that AOP did take the victory on this.
Yeah, I picked AOP definitely to win. I am glad that they won. I think they needed the rub. You said they weren't going to get the rub. I said they need to and they have to.
Yeah.
Because nobody can take losses like The Bar and New Day.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn can take a lot of losses. Yeah, so KO, actually.
Yeah.
So Drake316 says, I just pissed my pants from Darren Kirkby and YouTube. That's awesome. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was a slop fest.
Yeah.
Like...
Wasn't my favorite match on the card.
It wasn't. The show really didn't pick up until the last two matches.
Oh, I will disagree there. I think this is where it picked up. Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali.
Oh, you're right. You're sure right. Yeah.
For the Cruiserweight Championship. This match.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a great card.
Yeah. Okay. I'll stand corrected now.
Yeah,
I'll stand corrected.
What'd you think about this match? Because you don't watch 205 Live.
I don't watch 205 Live at all. I've been impressed with Buddy Murphy every time I've seen him. I love Mustafa Ali. He's one of my favorite guys that WWE has. I think he's fantastic. I thought these guys worked really well together. I thought that they made Mustafa Ali look like a legit challenger.
Yeah.
And they made Buddy Murphy absolutely look like a champion. I thought this match was booked very, very well.
I thought so as well. Watching this match, I convinced myself Cruiserweights need to be back on Raw.
I think so. I think that it's because they're not familiar with these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody knows who these wrestlers are that are casual main roster fans. And I think that WWE doesn't quite know how to integrate other shows into their main shows.
Yeah, the problem was when they originally had them on Raw was they always changed out the ropes. They tried to make it totally different, which that is not the case. Because Buddy Murphy could easily be in the heavyweight title match.
I think so, too. Yeah.
So, I think it's time for them to go back to Raw. And I would actually just cut out 205 Live completely.
Yeah, I don't know if you can go and take them, like, off their show. Because then I'm worried that you won't see these guys as often and maybe that ruins them.
You won't.
But I think somehow, some way, they need to be integrated with the larger crowd. Because we did, like Babarooski said on Twitch, we got... 205 chance.
But how long did it take to get to that? And it was
like halfway through the match.
It was not like a very loud chant.
It wasn't, but it was still there. You know, like it was still there. It was still happening. And the match was really good. Like, those two guys, I think, could get over with the Raw crowd. Yes, I agree with easily. You 100% on that. And Buddy Murphy, the other nice thing is, like, Buddy Murphy and Mustafa Ali, like, they're the same kind of physique that we've seen champions, like, world title holders in WWE already before, like that. Like, Daniel Bryan, for instance, has a title.
Rey Mysterio,
Styles. AJ Styles, Finn Balor. Like, these guys, they're about the same size as them, so I think they could get over. Great match. I mean, that was an A match to me, honestly.
Yeah, that was a fantastic match. They did a great job. Mm-hmm.
My favorite Survivor Series probably ever. This is probably, not ever, but my favorite in a while.
As a show or this match?
No, this match.
Okay, yeah. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and Bobby Lashley with Baron Corbin on the outside against The Miz, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, and Jeff Hardy.
I thought they booked this match well.
I did too. Now, we were very upset at the very beginning.
The very first thing was Joe going out, and it's, I don't know if I'm upset or confused more.
I'm assuming, this is just me assuming, obviously, is that Joe is still hurt.
At least a little. He has to be.
He has to be.
Because I think that's also part of the reason why he's not getting, he didn't get a title put on him at any point, too.
Yeah.
I think he has to be injured. Great match. Everyone got their stuff in, didn't they?
Besides Joe. Yeah.
They got him out of there fast. He has to be hurt. Yeah. Because they don't treat Joe like that, typically.
I thought this was a very fun match. One of the funnest Survivor Series matches I've seen in a long time. The Miz treating Shane McMahon like, hey, get up on the ropes.
Did he do three coast-to-coasts?
He did two coast-to-coasts, and he did
one
the...
one to an elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
was...
And he also did the table spot.
That's right, he sure did.
And he looked like he was just so tired.
Yeah, and he was selling that fatigue really, really well. I got the elbow spot. Shane McMahon is not a great wrestler.
No.
But he is an exciting wrestler.
Yes.
He's kind of the prototype for what WWE wants. Like, you don't know why you like him. You don't know... You kind of hate him before he starts giving you some action.
Yeah.
And then he jumps from one fucking side of the ring to the other, or he jumps from a turnbuckle onto a table, and you're like, all right, well, Shane's here for spots. He's just a spot monkey. He has an affliction.
Drew McIntyre looked great in this match. Oh, excuse me. Braun Strowman, he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Miz. Rey Mysterio, he looked great too.
Finn looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Finn looked... If Finn had stayed to the end, he would have had the standout performance. I would probably give the standout performance in the match actually probably to Shane.
Yes.
I'd give it to Shane.
Yeah, I would too.
Miz didn't really get a lot of stuff in.
No. But yeah, I give it to Shane.
Yeah, I give it to Shane for sure. Bob Borowski said Shane jumped from a stage for crying out loud. Yeah, you think of Shane McMahon and you think of how is he not dead? Literally, you have to think that every time. But this was my favorite. Jonathan said in the YouTube chat that this is his favorite Survivor Series match in a long time.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And neither of us are big on the traditional Survivor Series
matches.
I hate
tag matches in general. If there's more than four
than traditional.
Guys.
Mark Brown says Shane is the most likable of all the McMahons, and goddamn, is that not the truth?
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's always been true.
Always
been true. Cool, well, let's move on to...
probably the match of the night.
This is my match and moment of the weekend.
Over Gargano and Black.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey, technically defeats Charlotte Flair by disqualification.
And,
oh my god, dude. Like, that match was just... That was phenomenal. Yeah. That was a phenomenal match. That was probably the best match I've seen Ronda in so far. Mm-hmm. One of the best... We kept saying this. It's like one of the best Charlotte matches we've seen in a very long time.
It's been a really long time since Charlotte's looked that good. But what was... Okay, so there's a lot to unwrap in this match, I think. First, let's talk about how great Charlotte looked.
Oh, my God, dude. We... Even heading into this match, you're like, I don't know how I feel about this.
No, I didn't think it was going to be good.
And... Damn it. She reminded you tonight. Like, yeah, I'm one of the best wrestlers. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, no more booing the woo. We woo the woo now, as John said over there. But Charlotte looked really good. She made Ronda look like she's been there forever, I think.
I think they did such a good job tonight because they finally made Ronda look beatable.
Yeah, they did. They made Ronda look very vulnerable and... It's weird, right? Like, it plays into the segment after that because you don't know why it happened. Because it looked like I thought she was actually going to lose. I legitimately was like, Ronda is not winning this match.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way Ronda's winning this match. Not a fucking chance. Because they made her look so vulnerable. They made her look like a rookie. They actually finally made her look beatable. And they kind of did that a little bit with the Nikki Bella stuff.
Yeah.
But not like this. I mean, this was an easy 4-star match for me.
Oh, yeah.
Easy,
I think I'd go 4.5.
I mean, I'm pretty high on this match. I liked, and the reason I like this match over Gargano versus Black, matches live for a moment.
Yeah.
Moments live forever.
Yeah.
And the moment after was just incredible.
Was not expecting it at all. It
no, we out. Marked the fuck out.
And that was, that had, we thought the Dean Ambrose heel turn was good. That exceeded it, like,
I think so.
Way past.
I think so, too. They've had, WWE's booked 3 really good heel turns in a short amount of time. You had Gargano's heel turn, Dean's heel turn, and now Charlotte's heel turn.
And then you had Becky's
turn. And badass turn.
Yeah.
Let's call it a badass turn. We've seen all these turns. They're great at booking heel turns.
Yeah.
They're not great at booking face turns, but they are excellent. WWE is spot on with their heels.
Ronda looked like she was just possessed by a demon.
You mean Charlotte?
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. Oh, my God, dude. Like, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, so if you don't know, if you're listening to the podcast or watching live, match goes on for a while. As someone pointed out in the chat, Charlotte kept doing things very Flair-esque. She looked absolutely more like a Flair, I think, in this match than ever since I've seen her.
Yeah.
She was doing things like rolling out of the ring. You were not going to beat Charlotte Flair tonight. You were not. She would beat herself. You were never going to beat her on this night. Then that's another reason I'm so huge on that match. Like, Charlotte looked the best storytelling I think I've ever seen personally from her.
Okay.
Ronda told that story really well. And the best part was Ronda was frustrated from Charlotte running away all the time. And like a rookie would do, she runs chasing after Charlotte. And then we see a home run baseball swing.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Was that... She knocked it out of the park.
I think I screamed home run.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, home run! Because she nailed her.
And then just completely just beat the shit out of her.
She broke the kendo stick and then kept hitting her with the broken kendo stick.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Ronda had whelps all over her. She had a busted mouth, which... That gave you a great visual.
You think Ronda had some PTSD from when she got knocked out and like took a time off for a year?
Because you definitely saw her like as she was walking back and the crowd is booing her.
Yeah, the crowd has turned on her.
And I'm not sure why the crowd automatically just turned on her.
I think WWE's playing with some fire. I think they're playing with fire. Because they're kind of doing the same thing they did with Roman, where Roman was the chosen one, and then they're pushing and pushing, and then you're supposed to have sympathy for her, and they're going down the same road that does not work with people that's not believable. Ronda won UFC gold. You don't need to play the sympathy card with her, and they're trying that. And I think the crowd's just honestly sick of WWE doing that to them. I don't think that's the right booking for her.
You think she should? Well...
I wanted her, like, I wish what they had done with Ronda's booking, and I'm happy, I think Ronda's great.
Yeah.
I think tonight proved that she belongs. I thought the first her debut proved it. If that didn't prove it to you, if you look at the Ronda versus Charlotte match tonight, and you don't think that this proves to you that she belongs in the WWE, I don't understand how.
Yeah.
I just don't, and we haven't. We've liked her since her debut, and we wanted to hate her.
Yeah.
We wanted to hate another UFC, we were like, this is another Brock Lesnar. But
she's good.
She is good. And she looks like she understands moments. Like, she understood what was happening, I think, at the end. I can't tell if she was pissed or not.
Yeah.
What do you think about her reaction?
I think she was just genuinely upset. Because as she's walking back, she could hear somebody from the crowd.
But you're not a man.
And she said, you're not a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just hear the boos, and she just, like, slowly turns around and looks.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, that was the end of that, but... Oh, my God. That segment.
We didn't even talk about the chair spot.
Oh, yeah, the vicious chair spot. God.
Go ahead, describe it.
Well, it did take a while.
It did.
But Charlotte ended up putting Ronda's head inside the chair. And then she broke that bitch.
She broke it. And the accidental blood that happened from this match, yeah, I think played a lot into it as well. Like, it really, like, you just saw a defeated Ronda Rousey like we didn't expect to ever see
just,
with her.
Just bloody, bruised, welts all over her body.
It's interesting we saw a defeated Ronda and a defeated Brock in the same night. Actually, I didn't even think about that till this moment.
But they both won.
Well, that's true. Ronda had welts all over her, blood. I mean, she was, I don't know if the limp was fake or not. She got that ass beat.
Yeah.
She got that ass beat pretty bad.
Yeah. Great match. Match of the night.
Yeah, for sure. Match, for me, I sincerely think this was match of the weekend. If I'm going to, I'm giving match segment A+. Yeah. A++++++.
Let's move on to the main event.
Yeah.
This was a pretty short card. Because it is only because it is now 10 o'clock.
It's now Central. 10 o'clock. I thought we'd be reviewing at 10:30.
That's what I thought too.
Very happy we're doing it. We're nearly done. Yeah.
I like this WWE. Yeah. Do this.
Two nights in a row, we're going to be done with wrestling before 11. Yeah. Both nights. Great night.
Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar.
Your Daniel Bryan is like one of your favorite wrestlers of all time, right? I want you to talk about the match first.
I thought it was a fantastic match. I thought it was beautifully done, because we were so sure that this was going to be a squash match.
Mm-hmm.
We were obviously scared.
Well, actually, I picked Daniel Bryan to win.
You did. But once we started watching, you're like, nope, this is squash. Great. Yeah. And we were definitely concerned for DB's health, because he did get dropped on his head. But
I said the head thing, I think, was a little bit of an angle
to
buy some time, I think, was some part of the selling. And I feel like I was right.
But this match, I think it delivered.
I think it delivered.
Brock Lesnar delivers on the Survivor Series.
Who fucking knew? Why is that the card?
I don't know.
Why is that the card? I understand, take the bump, that you hated that match, but I loved that match.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I liked the beginning thing with, like, I really like when you have guys with this cocky attitude. Like, remember, like,
two of them. Yes.
Cocky Okada is my favorite Okada.
Yeah.
And cocky Brock is my favorite because you have, like, he just thinks this guy is smaller than me. I've already beat his ass. I'm just going to keep playing with him. Like,
yeah.
He's a beast. He's playing with his food. This works with the Brock Lesnar gimmick.
He picked him up after an F5.
And as much as I hate to bring this up as a positive thing, it really even makes the Braun Strowman squash make more sense even, right? Because big guy got all his concentrated effort.
Yeah.
Small guy got a distracted effort.
Yeah.
This is good character booking, and I don't like Brock Lesnar, but this is the exact way you should book this guy.
You forget, and we were watching this, and we just kept saying, you forget how good Brock Lesnar can be. You forget how good he can actually be.
Yeah, Brock, when he likes you, it's got to be, like, he's got to have control over the matches, right?
Yeah, I get, I don't know.
Think about the three people he's put great matches on with the last year. Joe, AJ, and Bryan Danielson.
No. Daniel Bryan, sorry.
You've got these three guys that have, like, they're legendary independent wrestlers. Like, really, they're legendary wrestlers, those three guys.
Yeah.
And he put on a show with them.
He sold the shit for them. Mm-hmm. He did, oh my God, fantastic wrestling. It was a fantastic match.
It's almost like you think that Brock isn't a fan of wrestling, but you forget that he wouldn't keep doing this if he didn't kind of like it a little bit.
You gotta like it if you're gonna...
Right.
You can make a shit ton of money, but you gotta be able to like it.
Right, right. I'm a big fan of that. We saw Daniel Bryan, in a very clever way, start to come back.
Yeah.
Just enough energy to start kicking him in the head.
Oh my God, dude. Dazed those stomps.
Him. Yeah. Daniel Bryan is the... This is the craziest thing to me. This is the most I believed someone was going to win against Brock. The most maybe ever.
It looked... Yeah, this was... I was getting more convinced that Daniel Bryan was going to win compared to AJ Styles.
Right. And the same thing happened, as Mark Brown just pointed out in the YouTube chat. Brock didn't walk out. He limped out. Last year, Brock didn't walk out. He limped out.
Yeah.
That's... He is so great at selling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... Let me just give Brock his credit. And I hate this, but I'm going to do it once a year, apparently. I called this, too. He was calling spots with Daniel Bryan. And this is the first time I've ever noticed him call a spot. Have you ever noticed him call spots before? And even then, it's just because Joey has pointed these out. If I didn't know from Joey pointing out, I don't think I would have seen it.
Yeah.
Because he did it in the, like, bear hug. Yeah, just, that's his rest hold. We know it's his rest hold. But I've never caught him do it. And, man, when he wants to wrestle well, he wrestles well.
No matter what, he puts on an exciting match.
Yeah, yeah, whether it's a squash or not.
But damn it, you get into it for You'll get into a Brock Lesnar match real quick.
Let's talk about this. How do you feel about the fact that Daniel Bryan turned heel and already lost?
I don't have a problem with it, honestly. It's against Brock Lesnar.
Would you have changed your name? Or changed your name. Don't change your name. That's weird. Why would you do that? Would you have changed your mind if he was squashed? Would you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, 100% okay. Yes. You should never have a champion get squashed.
No.
If you're doing a champion versus champion match, never have a squash.
Man, they really do treat... It's crazy to me how well that WWE decides to treat people that they want to treat well.
Yeah.
Like, they just treat Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, like, so strong.
Yeah.
Losing to Brock is different, though. And like Jonathan said, he didn't lose. He won. He got a moral victory. Daniel Bryan didn't have his ass beat.
No.
I mean, he did a little bit. But at the
end... He
could have stood.
He gave it back.
He could have stood up.
Yeah.
He could have stood up at the end and watched Brock run away. Brock snuck away. We did know Daniel wasn't going to win. But you changed... If you watched that match and you didn't for a second... mark out when he was hitting those winning knee strikes.
Or
those,
when
those
he put him in the guest lock.
Yeah, if you didn't think that he was going to tap, then that's crazy. As Darren Kirkby said in the YouTube chat, Daniel Bryan's one of those guys that can eat a bunch of losses and still be legit. AJ's that guy, too.
Yep. When you were watching this match, though, you didn't even think Daniel Bryan was a heel. During the match. Before the match, yes. But during the match, he went full face mode.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the overall card, and you guys that are hanging out in the chat, let us know if you're watching on replay or listening, you know, tweet at us, whatever you want to do to let us know.
Yeah.
Overall, what would you grade this show?
A.
I can't go that high because the first half was so bad.
The first half, you had two matches that you didn't like. Maybe three.
No, there's three. I didn't like the first three matches.
But then you had the Cruiserweight. I liked this show because they did such a good job at a build.
Okay.
They had the Cruiserweight, then followed with the Men's Survivor Series match, followed with Charlotte and Ronda, and then finished it off with Daniel Bryan and Brock. Those four matches, that was better than TakeOver.
Yeah. Those four matches were better than TakeOver to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just had a better time. I enjoyed it.
You just don't feel well today. That's why you're not as into it as you were yesterday.
No, TakeOver was great.
Yeah.
TakeOver was great, but I think Survivor Series... With those four matches and the heel turn from Charlotte, Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar, which you didn't expect. And plus, you just got a great Cruiserweight title match and then a very fun Survivor Series match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. War Games was fantastic.
Yeah.
But there's still, we talked about it last night, like, we can't really recall like the most exciting moment from War Games.
No, there were no moments in War Games.
But I think...
There are no moments.
But I think with Survivor Series... It was just so fun.
Right. And I said that right before we went live. Like, the nice thing about this show is, like you said, we have two moments now that I remember. Daniel Bryan smirking in the middle of the ring and Brock Lesnar smirking back.
Yeah.
And we remember last year from Survivor Series that Brock almost tapped and AJ was like, I almost got your ass. And Brock was happy about it.
Yeah.
So, like, we're getting moments, right? And then Charlotte turning heel was incredible. I don't think it was better than TakeOver. I don't think TakeOver blew Survivor Series out of the water, though.
No.
I don't think it was... I think War Games was not a much better show. It was a better show. But I think that's just because it was shorter and it kept my attention better, maybe. But if you take those last four matches, like you said, I don't know that they're not equal shows.
Because, let's think about it. You had Shayna versus Kyrie. Let's compare that with Charlotte and Ronda.
We had some moments there.
I'm just saying, like, as a whole,
I would give the ladies, I would give the Charlotte and Ronda the better match.
Yeah. All right. So here's the trick one. War Games, Survivor Series.
Oh, War Games.
Ciampa, Velveteen, Daniel Bryan, Brock.
I'd give it to Brock and Bryan, I think, for that one too.
And then let's just say, what was the other match? What was the other match from?
The one moment we had was Riddle making his debut and then knocking somebody out in a second. That stands
and
pretty high.
There was another match I'm missing, right?
I don't know. Darren Kirkby wants to know what you're smoking, saying that you like Survivor Series better. That's the interesting thing with WWE, though. Like, they clearly, all of their shows are so directed at different people that even sometimes when you, like, see two shows and most people think clearly that War Games is better, there are going to be people like your crazy ass that think that the main roster show was better. But if you're going based on moments, and if you're thinking that WWE exists to create moments, not to create matches,
yeah,
then you have to say for their show, Survivor Series was more of a representation of the brand that they create. Take the Bump says we're making his soul sad. If you listen to our podcast, you know we shit on WWE pretty hard. We shit on main roster pretty bad, especially me. But I was only bored for half the show.
Yeah.
I didn't have an issue with any of it. Someone in Facebook, I've lost it now, wants to know what the who won. Raw got the clean sweep.
Yep.
So Baron Corbin gets to keep his job. Mark Brown says that TakeOver was an A-. I want to know in the comments, guys, before we wrap up, what did you think? What was your favorite show? Did you like TakeOver better, or did you like Survivor Series better? I have an idea of what's probably going to overwhelmingly win will be War Games.
More than likely. But damn it, WWE did a fantastic job this weekend.
I think this is one of the better weekends they've had with both shows.
Yeah.
I wasn't bored. I just wish the main roster shows weren't so damn long. Like, if you could just keep some people off the card, then we're going to complain about that. But I'd rather complain about people not being on the card than there being too much of a good thing. So
that's very fair.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd much rather be like, damn it, why is Finn not on here? But then it's like, you create some more legitimacy because you have to earn your spot on the show. We talked about that when I joined Spies and the Benchmark the other day and was like listening to them and typing back and forth. I'm with you, Mark Brown. I liked both of those things.
Oh, yeah. Well, JPQ did bring up something. He said Survivor Series outperformed the matches on paper. NXT did what we expect them to do. So maybe that is...
Maybe that's where you're influenced.
Maybe that's what's happening to me.
I think that's probably true. Because neither of us like Survivor Series. It is not a gimmick I like.
No.
It's not one that I'm into. It's not one a lot of people like, actually. TakeOver was better, but Survivor Series was great, what Darren said. I like TakeOver more, but the Charlotte Ronda match was my favorite of the weekend. I'm with you, Kirk. Yeah. That's where I stand. TakeOver overall, I thought was a more fun show, but it plays into my liking of wrestling.
With you for the whole weekend.
It's going to stick with me through 2018. Like that moment is up there with me with Becky winning on the powerbomb to win the last woman standing match. It's up there with Kenny getting the IWGP title finally at the end of it. It's up there with a lot of different moments. Take the Bump thinks that TakeOver was a solid A, Survivor Series was C-, being generous.
Wow.
Man, it's crazy. People are all over the place with these things. They're all over the place with main roster shows. Yeah. Like, NXT shows are always A or B.
Yeah.
Always A or B. Main roster shows are all over the place. And I think that means WWE's doing it the way they want to. So
I'm still I'm having trouble thinking of the other match from TakeOver, though.
What do you mean? The four matches? Gargano Black, Kairi Sane, and what's her face?
War Games. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just four.
Okay.
It was just four. And then Riddle Ohno was a match. Yeah. Did you ever see that moment?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that knee strike was sick, right?
Lars Sullivan.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute before we wrap up. And call out. And if you can bring the patrons up, that would be ideal, senor. Lars Sullivan, we saw a promo tonight that Lars Sullivan will be making his debut soon. We don't know what brand.
Nope.
Thinking it's Raw.
It better be Raw. I want Lars Sullivan versus Braun Strowman so bad.
I would really, really like Lars to actually be the big bad monster on SmackDown. I would like him to be there.
I think it makes too much sense for him to be on Raw.
Yeah, so put him on SmackDown.
But,
Would he not work to you at all on SmackDown?
SmackDown to me is just, it's made for smaller guys. Mm-hmm. Like Daniel Bryan's your champion, AJ Styles your chaser. You have Almas in there.
Joe's your big boy.
You have Joe, who's the biggest guy, but he's still on that same level.
Okay. Well, they've painted SmackDown now as the indie gods and the Miz.
Who is a god?
Yeah. I guess you can actually even count Jeff Hardy as an indie god now. What do you think is the ceiling for Lars Sullivan? I'm going U.S. champ mid-card. He's a mid-carder.
I think he's your big show style.
So, like, maybe get, like, a transitional champ.
He'll get a title, but he'll never be, like,
the top guy. No, no, no. The guys like Lars Sullivan aren't meant to be the guy.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be.
No.
What's great, though, is like a lot of people aren't really, really huge on what's it called? People aren't really, really big on Lars Sullivan.
I like him. I think he's a great monster.
I like him fine. He's not anything special to me, which means that he's probably going to exceed expectations, which I think is a really nice place to be for him, because you don't know what to expect. It's like, who else can we compare that to that's been called up?
Elias.
Oh, damn, I love Elias.
Who you just, like, hated at NXT.
Everybody hated him. Everybody hated the Drifter. Nobody thought that guy belonged in the company.
Yeah. And now look at him. Not on the Survivor Series.
That's crazy. Take the Bump loves Lars. Well, Lars is coming to main roster, so maybe that'll make the shows better for you, brother.
Oh, as we finish off, though, I do want to read a tweet that we got from Shane McMahon. He said, changes are coming to SmackDown.
Cool. So we're going to get some switches.
Something interesting is going to happen on Tuesday, maybe Monday.
Cool. So before we wrap this up, I will run this down real quick. And if you're listening on audio, you probably already know this anyway, but this is what we are doing this week. We will not be live on Wednesday. We're going to take the week off for Thanksgiving. We are in America, so this is our Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, we got food to eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Karis usually does the editing, and she doesn't really care for wrestling, and I didn't feel like it was right for us to ask her to edit an episode before we do that. Nope. Hey, Karis. As she says, oh my God, hurry up. How perfect. But tomorrow will be the NXT TakeOver War Games show. That audio will be out. Tuesday, the WWE Survivor Series. This audio from this show will be out. Wednesday will be a Shane Taylor re-release. So if you've not heard the interview, we pulled it from the episode. It was animated, a standalone episode.
It was our first ever.
First ever interview. So we're pretty excited about that. We will then be back the following Wednesday with the full-length episode.
Hey, oh my God. And we'll have so much to talk about.
We'll have so much to talk about. So before we go, just a few plugs, then we're on out of here. Starting on Tuesday, ProWrestlingTees.com/smarttodeath. What's that sale?
20% off. So it's the best time to get a shirt.
It's the best time to get a shirt. So you can grab a Smart to Death logo shirt or a number one in hearts.
Yeah.
Our catchphrase. A beautiful catchphrase. You can grab that shirt there as well if you would like, and that would be fantastic. You can give us tips at digitaltipjar.com/smarttodeath. Patreon.com/smarttodeath as well.
Yeah.
So what else do we have going on here? I'm trying to think.
Patrons.
Patrons. Yeah. Let's shout out those patrons.
Yeah, let's do it.
Brandon McKinney, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter.
Papa Suter.
Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, Zach Humphrey, Kevin Cito, Two Girls on a Bench, Ben Seidel, David Edge, Kelly Parker, Cameron Curry, Richard Sandoval, and JPQ.
JPQ.
So that's Jonathan Hillquist in the chat. So, guys, this has been a good weekend. I am excited to take a break.
Oh, my God, yes.
I'm excited to take a little bit of a break. I don't even know if I'm going to watch Raw and SmackDown in the next couple of days. I think I'm going to take a breather from wrestling.
Yep.
I'll still be in the Discord.
Yeah.
I'll still be active on the Twitter. But probably still watch Raw and SmackDown.
I'll be out and about.
Will you?
I got family coming in.
Well, good for you, man. Yeah. Good for you. I won't even see you this week, maybe.
You'll just be the only guy in the room.
I will probably see you Wednesday. Are y'all going out Wednesday? I usually go get trashed on Wednesday, on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, to be really honest with you. Like, me and TJ have done that for so long, years now. Like, we go out and we just, like, typically get fairly drunk. You get to spend all day with your relatives. And what is more American than getting hammered so you don't have to talk to your relatives?
Oh, my God.
So you're too hungover and you can pretend you're sick all day.
Jesus
Does that Christ. Not epitomize us?
I gotta be stone cold sober for that Cowboys game.
Oh, my game's on Monday night this next week.
Oh, nice.
Great. Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you listened on audio, make sure you go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be...
number one in ears. Number one in your hearts. Mm-hmm. That way... we'll be number one in charts.
That's right. And we are so thankful that all you guys listen to our show, watch our streams. We did get featured on Periscope this weekend for War Games, so that's awesome. Ooh. And as Take the Bump says, hashtag and gravy for all.
That's the best way to end it.
That's the best way. All right. Close us out, man.
All right, guys. For Anthony, I'm Kyle. We'll see you soon.
2 weeks. We'll have episodes out. You'll never know. I'm not forever alone. You're always with me, Darren. Have a good night, guys.
Have you heard? Metro by T-Mobile now includes Amazon Prime. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, free shipping, and much more. All included for just $40 per line for 3 lines. All on the T-Mobile network. Discover the smarter way. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. One offer per account. Offer subject to change. $12.99 per month value. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video at 480p. Capable device required. See store for details and terms and conditions.